Cursed, cursed creator, why did I live? Why in that instant did I not extinguish the spark of existence which you had so wantonly bestowed? I know not. When night came, I quitted my retreat and wandered in the wood. And now, no longer restrained by the fear of discovery, I gave vent to my anguish in fearful howlings. What a miserable night I passed. I became fatigued with excess of bodily exertion and sank on the damp grass in the sick impotence of despair. There was none among the myriads of men that existed who would pity or assist me. And should I feel kindness towards my enemies? No! From that moment, I declared everlasting war against the species, and more than all, against him who had formed me and sent me forth to this insupportable misery. The sun rose. Pleasant sunshine and the pure air of day restored me to some degree of tranquillity. And when I considered what had passed at the cottage, I could not help believing that I had been too hasty in my conclusions. I had certainly acted imprudently. It was apparent that my conversation had interested the father in my behalf, and I was a fool in having exposed my person to the horror of his children. I ought to have familiarized the old man to me, and by degrees to have discovered myself to the rest of his family when they should have been prepared for my approach. But I did not believe my errors to be irretrievable. And after much consideration, I resolved to return to the cottage, seek the old man, and by my representations win him to my party.